I ask you to join us in welcoming the MLA from Victoria Beacon Hill, our leader and the next Premier of British Columbia, Carol James.
Community with enduring values and a tenacious spirit. Fellow New Democrats, I speak to you today as leader of a party that is reborn and ready to take on the challenges of a new century. I want to begin by offering you my thanks. 2 years ago this week, I stood in this room and addressed you as the new leader of the NDP. At that moment, as we all know, the future of our party was still an open question. Joy and Jenny's incredible courage kept our spirits up. But there's no question that the road ahead was uncertain. And that day, I promised you that I would work with all my energy and all my passion to rebuild our party and prepare for the next election. And when I left this hall, I began a journey that took me to every corner of this province, a journey to the heart of British Columbia. At times, it was incredibly challenging, at others exhilarating, but I have to tell you that every single moment was inspiring. Because each and every day I knew I could count on people like you in this room every moment of that journey. I could count on you to keep me going, to help me be focused, and to keep me grounded. And on election night, I knew who had delivered our historic victory. It wasn't our television ads, or the debate, or the tour, or the campaign strategy. All of us up on this stage owe our victory to all of you. To your persistence, your determination to build a better, more just and fair province for the people of British Columbia. This caucus matches anyone in our party's history. They come from every part of the province and from every walk of life. I have to tell you that I have never worked with a group of more committed, talented people, and I am so, so thrilled to be leading this group. They came together as individuals, quickly became an effective team, and gathered around a single purpose: to hold the Campbell government accountable and to put forward a positive agenda for change. Last week, when we made a mistake, you spoke up. You told us we were wrong and you were right. But we cannot allow it to overshadow our incredible success on May 17th and in this session. Because in just a few short months, we've accomplished much. New Democrats have fundamentally altered the terms of debate in British Columbia. No longer can the Liberal government do what it wants, when it wants. Today, there are questions. Today, they face consequences. Children at risk now have a voice in British Columbia. And the government's shameful record of uncaring mismanagement and cover-up has been exposed. Rural communities in crisis now can't be ignored or tossed aside to the whims of the market without public scrutiny. Working people now can't have their rights taken away without Gordon Campbell and the Liberals being held to account for it. Now, when a forest worker dies on the job, there are people in the legislature who stand up and say, enough is enough. Because of New Democrats, the public dialogue has changed. Because of New Democrats, the public interest matters again in our province. When it came to education and the Campbell government stripped away the teachers' right to negotiate a fair deal, New Democrats forced the Liberals, hour after hour, day after day, to face questions the public wanted answered. When it came to the sale of Terrasson Gas and the Campbell Liberals denied thousands of BC citizens a voice, New Democrats brought their voice to Victoria, and we brought their voice to Ottawa. When it came to the health and safety of our province's firefighters, and the Campbell Liberals left two-thirds of them out in the cold, New Democrats held the Liberals' feet to the fire and forced them to change. Today there is an opposition, the strongest in BC's history, providing British Columbians with a better vision and a voice for change. We can all be proud, but friends, We cannot be complacent. We must engage the future, because the future is a fundamental part of our tradition. As you all know, we're a young political movement born in the midst of a turbulent 20th century, born in response to the great challenges of our time with a progressive vision, innovation, and courageous, one that held broad social inclusion at its heart. Ours is an incredibly proud history, and as we've always done, we must face our future with confidence and conviction. Because British Columbia is changing fast, and New Democrats are responding, forging a new politic, applying our values in a world very different from the world in which our party was born. Today, people's expectations from government are much different than they were even just a generation ago. And for those of us who believe in a positive, active, and progressive role for government, those changes have placed a unique demand on our politics. It's less demanding on those who believe that government is always and everywhere the problem. That government, democratically elected by citizens and accountable to them, is something to be eliminated, shunned, or sold off. As New Democrats, we're challenged to revitalize government, to reshape it as a positive force for change. And that challenge can only be met if we understand our goals and how we will achieve them. Social justice, opportunity for all, fairness, solidarity, equality, these have ever been our goals, and they ever will be. But the means to achieve those goals can't become ends in themselves, because when we do that, we no longer speak to the future, but for the past. Today, British Columbia is in the midst of perhaps the greatest social and economic transformation of its history. Where once immigrants to BC were primarily European in origin, today our province moves to global rhythms, driven by an accelerating inflow of people and cultures from every corner of the world. Where once we could confidently stand on the value of our raw resources to provide for our future, today we face the realities of a new world economy. Our challenge is to ensure that every community in the province has a sustainable future, that everyone in every region benefits from our shared prosperity, and that our prosperity is there for future generations. Where once BC's governments believed that First Nations could be sidelined without consequence to other British Columbians, today First Nations can no longer be ignored. Their rights are enshrined in law, and their fate is tied to the destiny of every other British Columbian. Where once we felt cut off by the Rockies to the east and the Pacific Ocean to the west, today BC is at the crossroads of global trade, commerce, and culture. In short, the province I grew up in is very different than the province we now serve. New Democrats are on the cutting edge of change, but we have not and will not pay a price for change with our values. New Democrats today speak as we always have and always will for ordinary people, for those who work hard and pay their fair share, for those who live paycheck to paycheck and who struggle to balance the competing needs of work and family, for those being left behind, for the homeless, the addicted, the marginalized, for those who have no voice, for children, and for those falling through the cracks. In BC, New Democrats stand for a fairer, more just and equal province, where governing means taking an active interest in the lives of all citizens, where governing means ensuring every British Columbian has every chance to meet their full potential. A province where our values are joined with the need for a new approach to politics. In 2005, our values rooted in the Regina Manifesto are more important than ever. In a world defined by change, social solidarity is the best way for our province to meet our challenges and to ensure we succeed. To secure a bright future for our children, their knowledge, their skills, and their intelligence must be nurtured. And we all know that the Campbell government doesn't understand that. Their only answer is to de-skill the workforce, to subsidize jobs outside our province, abandon resource-dependent communities, and make it harder for ordinary families to pursue opportunity. Our answer is to support BC's jobs and communities and to give British Columbians the tools they need to succeed. To secure a bright future, we must enhance public health care. Privatization is this government's only answer. Schemes like the Copeman Clinic drain resources and support for universal access to Medicare. Our answer is innovation, renewal, and reform of the public healthcare system. For all British Columbians, we must enhance support for the most vulnerable. And this government is punishing the poor. We want to spread economic opportunity and support to every British Columbian and every community. Friends, there will be change in British Columbia. But because we believe in public services, in a better life for ordinary people, let it be New Democrats who lead that change. Because we believe that BC is more than the sum of its citizens, that it's a community that everyone matters, let it be New Democrats who shape our common future. Generations from now, we'll judge our province's response to the challenges of the 21st century. They will judge us, not on the success of this industry and that, not on the success of a few, but on how broadly opportunity for success was distributed, on the success or failure of the least privileged among us, on the number of people we left behind. Fellow New Democrats, ours is a movement that is defined by an enduring faith in a better, more humane and just future. By an abiding faith in equality and fairness. Friends, when we leave this convention, we leave stronger than ever. Strong in our purpose, strong in our resolve. If we look forward, if we remain true to our goals, we will make this new century BC's progressive century because of New Democrats. the road ahead is not going to be easy, but you have 33 people in the legislature and in your communities who are going to be working day in, day out to make sure our values are represented in every community in this province. The work starts now. Let's do it. Thank you, everyone, for being here.